Hi there. Welcome to All About Dog, a brand new podcast where we'll be sharing tips and tricks and understandings about dogs and other pets you might want in your household. I'm Kathy Stone.
And I am Julia Elliott. And along the way, we are going to introduce you to our mascot named Dog. Dog will be taken through his entire stage of life, all the way through being at an adoption center, and all the way through till he crosses the Rainbow Bridge.
Along the way, we're going to have people come and talk with us about the different phases of a pet's life, all the way from the decisions of, should I get a dog?
How do I train the dog?
Do I train the dog?
And who can I go to for help?
What should I look for from my vet?
And how to look at behavioral issues.
Ah, behavioral issues.
Big ones.
Big ones. All the way to, you know, something's not right with my dog, and I don't know what that is. And, you know, he's getting up there in age. What should I do for him? What's the best thing I can do for him?
And another pivotal thing to think about is, do I need to get another pet?
True. I mean, even during dog's midlife, does he need a sibling?
And what type of sibling should that be? It doesn't need to be another dog.
That's true. And that a sibling could be a human sibling.
Right.
And how do you integrate that into a family?
That's a different type of noise.
Boy, for sure. So I hope you'll join us. Right now we're going to take a little short break so we can hear from our sponsor.
Can't bow wow. Can't bow wow. Bring your schnauzer and your chow. Can't bow wow. Can't bow wow. Bring your dachshund and your hound. Can't bow wow. Can't bow wow. We're all having fun now. For a couple of days you can get away. All day play, snooze the night away at camp. Bow wow.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for our sponsors for that short message. And you know, it's funny, while I'm sitting here thinking about it, Kathy, I'm actually thinking of adding another four-legged member to my family.
Really? Don't you have some dogs already?
I have three, and I know most everybody's going to think, why would she want four?
Hey, that's what I'd be thinking.
And really, I'm struggling with the fact of I can never have too many, in my opinion. But I'm trying to decide, do I want to go young? Or do I want to go older dog?
But before we get to that, why do you think you want another dog now?
You know, I just think it's the right time for my family. I've been trying to convince my husband for a long time that we need another one. And I have three dogs at home right now. Two are very, very crazy. The other is very calm and gentle. And I just think he needs another friend to help bring out another side of him. Again, my thoughts. I know a lot of people will disagree with that.
Well, and that's the point. As a family, you need to have this conversation mm-hmm. with everybody in the family because it does affect everyone.
Yep.
Not just the four-legged family member you bring in.
And here's the thing I'm worried about. While I'm thinking the quieter one needs another sibling, I don't know if that's the right route for him. I don't know if that's going to set him over the edge and it's just going to be too much for him.
Ah, yeah, I think we're going to cross that bridge when we come to it later in another podcast.
Yep.
We'll have that conversation. But in the meantime, so what are the things you're thinking about? Say your husband agrees to get another dog. What is it you're thinking about in terms of the questions for this animal?
You know, one, age. Two, I need to make sure that there's the behavioral side, whether I want to go adoption or if I want to get from a breeder. I always lean more to the side of adopting, but I know there are a lot of perks of going to a breeder as well, and I'm just not educated on the breeder side of things. I do a lot of donations to the humane societies, so when I go there, my heartstrings get pulled on a little bit and make me want to do more than just be able to donate. So those are some of the things that I'm struggling with right now. Also, space of my house. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's enough room. We have a backyard. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if it's big enough for four. I don't know if that's going to cause issues.
So it's not just the number, but the size
right.
of each animal and yep. how much room they take up.
Exactly.
So, I mean, I believe you have a large dog and a little dog.
Yes.
As far as I remember.
Yep. I have a German Shepherd, a Bulldog, and a Boston Terrier, all spread out personality-wise.
Just like human children.
Yes.
So, just to recap, it would be whether you get a puppy
yes.
or an older dog. whether you want to go through a rescue group, which could be a humane society or an individual who rescues, mm-hmm. or if you want to go specifically with a breeder. Obviously, with a breeder, you'd want to know about that breed.
Right.
And then, of course, can you afford the dog, the fourth one? Although I understand it's just like more children, you just find a way.
Right. And in my opinion, once you have two, they just start to get there and add on. And what's another one, right?
That's right. That's what they say. So that and how they would like each other.
Right. Right. We acquired that bulldog not on purpose. We didn't go seeking our bulldog. Her name is Daisy. We actually rescued her and gave her to my sister. And they ended up having behavioral issues together. The personalities didn't mix well. Ah. So we had Daisy being a puppy and a bulldog. That should say enough. She's a bulldog. And then we had an older dog. Her name was Lily. And she was a very calm personality. Now, here's my thoughts. She does great at my house. I have a calm dog. You're probably wondering, how's that work? But I also have another dog who plays with her. So I think the issue with them was personalities didn't match. One wanted to play all the time. The other wanted to sleep all the time. Mm-hmm. Now I have one that likes to play, one that likes to sleep, and then my bulldog sitting in the middle that likes to do a little bit of both of those things. That's my main concern with adding a fourth is, am I going to mess up now a well-balanced relationship?
Right, right. That sounds important. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of stuff, a lot of decisions that come along. I mean, I think a lot of people just think, oh, I'm just going to go to the Humane Society or a rescue group, and I'm going to fall in love with some dog, and it'll be wonderful.
And that's the one.
And it may or may not be wonderful, though.
Right. And this is the thing, too. If you don't educate yourself on the breed, how do you really know? I feel like the stereotype of a dog being in a shelter and not necessarily knowing if they're going to have behavioral issues has more to do with just them living out on the street. It's the type of dog that they are, the type of personality that that breed has is also things that you have to consider.
And even just them, regardless of the breed.
Right.
Because we know that breeds aren't the only indication of what a dog will
Absolutely.
Be. Absolutely. So, cool. I think this is a good time to take one more little break. So we'll be right back.
You don't have to have a pedigree to be treated like a celebrity. At Camp Bow Wow.
Welcome back. We really appreciate you joining us at our first podcast of All About Dog. Again, I'm Kathy Stone.
And I am Julia Elliott.
And in the end of this podcast, you will learn some more about what we're going to talk about next time. But this one you learned about why you think you might be ready to get a four-legged family member.
When is the right time to get a four-legged family member? And how to know when you are ready to get a four-legged family member. On the next podcast, we're going to introduce a friend of mine, Christina Hill. She is from the Atlanta Humane Society, and she will be helping us answer the questions on why you should adopt and what are things to look forward to.
Right, because it does make a difference where you get your next family member from.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. There are a lot of things that are different about each Humane Society location and things you should specifically look for in those locations.
True. True. So, again, we're so glad you've joined us on our first podcast, and we hope you'll join us next time when we talk about where to get the dog. So, again, I'm Kathy Stone.
And I'm Julia Elliott, and thank you for joining.
I'm All About Dog.